practically none of the, well, some of the older ones knew a little French, but most of the children spoke no French.
So they were just fine.
Yeah, that's right.
Was that a through grades 8 or
12? Yes, through grade, no, through grades 8. And then most of them went to the public high school then.
Now, did you go on to a high school at beyond that?
I have very little education. I had a kind of a sad thing. My parents were very much in favor of education. There were 7 of us, and my brothers and sisters all have high school educations, and even a couple of them college, but something happened. My father, as I told you, was a trustee.
Yes.
And he signed a personal bond at this time for a man who was elected clerk of Allen County Court. And this man embezzled the county out of thousands and thousands of dollars. In those days, they didn't have, you just had your friends. And this man almost bankrupted my father.
Oh, boy.
And I was 12 or 13 years old, and my dad got sick afterwards, and I was, that ended my education. So actually, I don't suppose that I've had 6 years of schooling, actually.
So what happened? You had to take over and...
That's right.
...for your dad because of
that's right.
Embezzlement?
That's right.
...of public funds.
My father put a big mortgage on the farm that just about bankrupted.
Now, my hat's off to you because...
Well,
you got the best kind of education of all. That's
it was a hard one. You ain't a fooling.
And that's the one that kind of sticks and the kind of counts.
That's right. That
even though glad that I've been able, but I admire anyone who goes ahead and would, under those circumstances, come out on top as a leader in the community.
Well,
that's great.
That's the way it was. My mother many a time would set on a bundle of corn fodder, and I would tie it when we'd cut corn. I was just 12, 13 years old. If you remember the old days when we cut corn in the shock, like some of the Amish
do.
Yes,
matter of fact, I helped my dad do that a little bit when I was a kid.
That's right.
Take a long, sharp knife, about this long, and crack it off, and put it in a bundle.
Yes.
Tie it up, and put several of them together.
Yeah, well, that's I can remember that so well. Oh, my, I worked hard when I was a little boy, and I farmed my father's farm all the years, and I never took a penny. And my people really appreciated that. But I've come out all right. I mean, there's one thing it learned me, boy, it was a dollar, you know what I mean, how hard it was to make it, and it's something that you'll never get over, although I've pretty well to do, to be honest with you. I've made a barrel of money in the stock market and other places that, I mean, just, I've done a lot of reading. I've almost got an education, you know what I mean, I'm a terrific reader. I read The Rise and Fall of the Roman Empire a couple of times, and I was always interested in history and peoples, and used to ask my father, you know, I talk about France, I said, well, if we all come from Adam and Eve, where did they come from? My dad, oh, you have so many questions.
Absolutely, always curious. Always
that's right. So I've done a terrific amount of reading, and I've done quite a lot of traveling.
you see, that is just, I think, tremendous. Now, of course. But the guy who gets his education comes up the hard way, that's better than a university.
I had an experience 2 years ago this fall. We took a train trip to the Northwest and the British Columbia, came back through Canada and went the Inland Waterway to Victoria and so forth. And there was quite a group of people. And on this group, somebody saw my name and they asked a man, an acquaintance of mine, he said, would that be Frank the son? And he said, well, I bet it is. So this man come and introduced himself, Mr. And he said, I want to tell you, he said, I taught school for your father. The first year that I taught, and I'll never forget, I taught number 4,